This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Neuro Gum, functional gum and mints to energize, calm, and focus you in the moment. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 749.
My name is Eagle Eagle. Matt Gruth, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping?
Well, you know, I think this time of year in the Midwest, we're always surprised. Every day it's different. Today it's snowing. Yesterday it was a monsoon, and a couple days prior it was really warm. Now it's freezing cold.
Friday, and then we had a super windy day, and then we had a haily day. So we covered every single fucking thing you could do with. And tornadoes were ripping through too.
Tornadoes, yeah, monsoons, flooding. Yeah. It's anarchy. Frogs are falling from the sky.
And then, you know, a 40-degree drop in temperature in one day too, and all that. Yep. But we're in the, I don't know what we're in. We're in the fucking teens right now, goddamn it. But we're supposed to.
And Friday it's
going to
be in the 60s. So
yeah, I go fucking hiking with goats. Be in the 60s. So
nice. I always think about like when this weather does this shit. Like 100 years ago, people were fucked. Like when it did this, you're like, oh my God, how do you navigate this when you're like living in a shack, you know?
Yeah. I mean, not knowing what's coming. I mean, even when we were kids, we didn't know. The weather was never accurate as kids. It was almost like, oh, by the way, this blizzard just hit you guys and you're covered in 13 feet of snow. But now it's getting a little bit better, or a lot better, actually. They're pretty dialed in now. So. It's being dialed in. What's going on in the MMA worlds out here?
Ooh, let's talk about the big news, I think. Yep. What I think is the biggest news is that it was just announced that Nate Diaz and Mike Perry are going to be on the Netflix MVP card back in, what is it? Not back in, on May 16th, which is going to be on Netflix. That's the Ronda Rousey card. I think Ngannou's on that card, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's fighting some can. So Francis Ngannou versus Felipe Lins, and then Nate and Mike.
Here's the thing that's interesting to me when I see these kind of things. The last year or two, I think it's like other promotions are doing one-offs of what the UFC used to do every quarter. It was like every 3 to 4 months, boom, big-ass cool card, big fight, exciting shit. Now it's nothing. It's like even the 4th of July card or whatever, the Independence card, White House card, it's not great. Like, what the fuck's going on? Well, how come these other promotions can do this, but UFC can't do it? They have all the money.
They don't want to spend money because this card actually looks like it could be the UFC Freedom 250. I'd be totally fine with that.
Yes.
You have Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano, Nate Diaz, and Mike Perry, and Francis Ngannou. But then you could also mix in the other ones. So, like, they're putting on, like, I am more interested in this card than fucking anything the UFC's done in the last couple of years.
I think it's gonna be great. So,
I'm excited. And I gotta find that other stat because someone put up a stat of, for this card we're just talking about, when's the last time they had an MMA fight? All the fighters on the card. It's fucking crazy. Francis Ngannou, it's been, 513 days. Nate Diaz, 1,283 days. Mike Perry, 1,801. Ronda Rousey, 3,363. And then Gina Carano, 6,057 days. But even fucking Ngannou, it's almost 2 years, you know? Close to it. And fucking Nick is, I can't even do math that high. 4 years, God damn it. So, and that's, I don't even give a shit. It's still going to be way more exciting than anything else.
I think so too. Yeah.
Like in the pictures I see of Gina Carano out there, like of how good a shape she got into from where she was. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then people are posting pictures the same opposite side of Ronda Rousey to even just after pregnancy to what she looks now. I'm like, they're both in excellent shape. So you're going to get a fucking good fight. And I would imagine, I would think their bodies are fresh. And like, if you took that much time off, I also don't think it's a rust thing. I think it's your body has healed for fucking not taking that amount of damage for, you know, whatever, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years for Gina. It's interesting. Just come back in because your muscle memory is going to be there. It's just going through it. So I'm excited to see those. And again, I don't know, it just throws a stick in the eye of the UFC going, this is what you were offered, and you fucking passed on all this shit. They could have made all those fights.
I think they could have too, yeah.
And you could have even done the John Jones, Francis Ngannou.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Like, and like all these people are talking about this now, like what the UFC is doing, because it seems like they don't want to spend any of their money. They have all the money, but they care not to spend it.
Yep.
And what's the point of that?
I don't know.
Because at some point, you're starting to lose fans. And it doesn't seem to bother them right now because they got paid. So, yeah. And there's no incentive to put on, like, oh, let's do this big pay per view. And we're just gonna put on average fights. You guys will eat it. I'm like, cool. Thanks. So, let's see what else I have. Got a nice ring entrance. Let me pull this up. Probably gonna have to blur it because, you know, a little copyright problems lately. We'll go no sound. Watch this guy come in and go out. Just like that.
Man,
just like that.
That's really funny. I thought he was gonna break something, but that's even more funny.
Yeah. And I had Francis Ngannou. He did one of those hand strength things. He got 193 for his grip strength. Like, that's insane. He's fucking strong. I forgot. I saw some hockey players doing it, and they were in like the low 100s. Which
really, you think
I thought they would have stronger forearms? I think one of the guys got to 170, but a lot of guys were hitting like 100, 110, 120. Forget which team it was. I don't remember if it was the Ducks or Colorado. I don't remember. Ronda Rousey just did it. Here's her score, 67.2.
That's pretty good for a girl, I think.
Is it? I thought it was weak, but I don't know. Jake Paul, 121.
Oh.
It's kind of weak. I'm just going through it.
Yeah, I think the one I have at home, I'm in the like – one teens, and if I think I got like 119 one time of squeezing really nice. Like all out. So
Ariel Helwani, 95. Can't even break 100.
That's funny.
So that was happening. I got one other quick picture. Someone met his arch enemy.
Who?
Dominic Cruz. Keith Peterson squared off.
Jesus.
I like Cruz. You can run, but you can't hide.
It's like two midgets squaring off.
I know. Seriously. Did you just say midgets?
They're tiny guys.
I'll go right into my next thing then.
Oh, geez.
I don't know.
Just teeing it up right here.
Yeah, I know.
You knock him out of the park. I'll team up for you.
Apparently, there's some kind of sport where you try to throw a midget in a garbage can.
What? Why?
I don't know.
The midget's
he's fighting. It's like he's like a leprechaun.
Like they're strong. Put me in this can.
Yeah, they're crafty, man. He doesn't get him in. I would just choke him out and then dump his fucking little ass in. Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's the fight circus guys were doing that. They're still around doing all those weirdo fights.
Okay.
What else is happening?
Did we show the Rousey Carano face off last time? I can't remember.
We can show it again. I don't
okay.
Care.
I had it in my list, and I'm like, I thought we saw this. I don't remember.
I saw something, but you know, I'm always good for some more face off action.
Here they are. Look, I don't know. they're looking good.
Yeah.
I think Rousey's physique is very like one dimensional.
Straight.
Toronto is
Curvy.
less one dimensional.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's
Jake Paul needs to get out of that picture. Good Lord.
brick wall in an hourglass over
Yeah.
here.
Yep.
Hope the hourglass wins.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one.
Well, let's see what else I have. Check some volume. Oh, we can't do volume. You want to see some midget fights? We just saw a little bit.
Sure.
Let's go some more. We're already off the rails. Who gives a shit? I think I gotta go forward.
Oh my God, what is this?
I gotta keep it small. Oh man.
Oh, good Lord, this is crazy.
That there should be a weight class though. That guy's too big for this other guy. Oh, he's getting
Oh,
rocked.
he is massive.
Oh shit.
He's crying. He's like, I'm the champ. You're like,
Fucking
I weigh
watched
everybody
him.
by double.
Seriously. Maybe that's what we need to start, a midget fight league. Underground backyard fighting. Because that would be the 6x6 foot dog cage. If I could build that, them
Yeah.
fight. What else is happening out
All
there?
right. I got one piece of news and a couple of videos. So this one is, I think we talked about this a while back that it may happen, but it's now official that the UFC is teaming up with the FBI for a
Oh,
training
yeah.
seminar in Quantico for agents. So the UFC is going to go to freaking Quantico, which is pretty cool. And they're going to learn and train with some of the greatest athletes on earth. And help them somehow get better at law enforcement, choking fools out. So I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know Justin Gaethje is going to be one of the guys. Sean Strickland said he wasn't. And he was
I wonder
like,
why.
why not? Yeah, exactly. So that's cool. I mean, I wonder what the government is paying the UFC for that, because they're banking some money for
Well, the
that
head
for
of the
sure.
FBI, whatever his name is, he's
Cash
crazy. He was in
Patel.
the Olympic, yeah, he was in the at the Olympics partying and shit. The guy's crazy. Like, so
Yeah, he was at the gold medal hockey game for
hockey.
men, and then they invited him in the locker room afterwards. Like, guys everywhere. It's good.
I mean, if they invite you, I would go. Like, what are you, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Get
I'm
crazy.
drinking beers with like these guys are out of control.
Yeah.
You'd be out all night. Let's see. All I have is tweet and knowledge.
Okay, give me the
That's
tweet. I got a couple KO video.
okay. Let me share this. I got one other follow-up after this. So this guy says, every time I'm watching MMA and my wife walks in the room, you get a shot like that. Oops. And
Oops.
that lady in the red is Jillian Robertson. I'll get a alternate view. Because if you're going to do her dirty, you better do her proper afterwards. Or she's just
Okay.
kind of hanging out,
Not
saying,
her
hey,
natural hair color, I presume.
no. Doubtful. That'd be wild if it was.
Know.
What the hell? You get some KOs?
Yeah, I got two.
All
Got two.
right.
Here's one. A little guy tries to do like a flying knee or something and gets left hooked,
Oof.
and then he's out. And then the next one is this is Yin Sasaki. Oops. And this happened, I think, over the weekend. So if you look at guy in the black and yellow shorts, looks like he's destroying the other guy. And then
He
nope.
comes back. It's
Oh
very choppy. I'm seeing every like 10th frame for some
no.
reason.
That's no
It's
good.
weird.
Hopefully it shows up in the anyways, he's just beating the crap out of him and then
Then he
he's
responds.
just playing defense and
Yeah.
waiting and then
I
throws one punch and KOs the guy. I wonder why it's choppy. That's weird.
don't know. Both those were for some reason. What do you get for knowledge? That's all I have left. It's a little bit of a short show this week.
Knowledge wise, I was telling Matt that I'm reading this book called Vaccines Amen. It's like about the vaccine crisis. So if you guys are into any of that stuff, you should give it a listen. What's his nuts has been on the Rogan podcast. I forgot the guy's name,
Yeah.
but
So we'll just call him What's His Nuts. I like
what's his nuts on the
that.
Rogan
Mr.
podcast?
What's His Nuts?
Yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah. I think he's worked with
Doctor.
Kennedy or whatever in the past. So I don't know. That's my knowledge is educate yourself. Don't stick things in yourself that don't belong.
That's
Avoid
probably, it's
sticking.
usually good sometimes. And then I'll leave you at this. It says, this is Skeletor. It said, the other day I went to a paraplegic strip club. Place was crawling with pussy.
Jesus Christ. That's bad. That's really bad. How do you find these things?
They find me. I don't find them. They find me. It's like
Fair.
when you pick out a pet, they choose you. On that note, we'll shut it down. We're gonna be off for the next 2 weeks. We're
Yes.
both gonna be on vacation somewhere doing something.
Spring breaking,
Yep.
relaxing. Matt's gonna be with goats.
I am. It's my
He
favorite
might
thing
come
to do
back
out
a
of the year.
goat.
I'll
He is
bring
the
one
goat.
back. I'll get a good picture
If you get
for
a goat and have
goat.
him be on your shoulder the whole time we do the show, that would be
It'd be
epic.
fucking awesome. I'd be shitting all over, you know.
They don't just shit constantly, do
It sure seems like it when I'm
they?
spending like an hour with them. Like, what the fuck are you
Okay.
guys doing? We just shit. We eat and we shit. I'm like, cool.
Just comes out.
And then sometimes they get a little aggressive and they start fucking ramming,
Huh.
and that you might get caught in a crossfire. So you gotta be a little careful, because
Okay.
wife's dad almost got knocked over the last time we went. Like, I had
Huh.
to catch him. I'm like, oh shit, man, these things are reckless, but it's fun. So.
Okay.
On that note, let's shut down. We'll be back in a
All righty,
couple
we'll see you in a
weeks.
few weeks. That has been this week's edition of Family Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Gruen, thanks for playing.